before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Karine Jean-Pierre, God, I love that name, the president's press secretary, is pretty good at being elusive. If she doesn't want to answer a question, she doesn't answer the question. And she'll give you the same answer twice, three times, five times. That's what happened yesterday at the White House as she tap danced around the cocaine, the White House cocaine issue. Whose cocaine is it? Was it Hunter Biden's? This was the president's press secretary yesterday.
Just two quick follow-ups. You said the president has been briefed on the cocaine that was found at the White House. Is the White House conducting its own internal investigation?
This is something that's under the purview of the Secret Service. They're the ones who handle this investigation, so it lives in their purview, in their world.
And then just a quick follow-up on this type of tour. Can you explain to the American people who would have access to the West Wing on this type of tour and what kind of protocols are in place?
So, look, when it comes to security protocol, that's something that the Secret Service certainly is going to handle, and so that is a question for them. When it comes to visitors to the West Wing, they come for many reasons. Obviously, we do have West Wing tours that occur here on campus. They happen in this particular past couple of days. They happened on Friday. They happened on Saturday and Sunday. The times that they do not happen is when there's a federal holiday, like yesterday. There was not a West Wing tour. And also when there's a large White House event. So I don't have anything more to share on the particulars. Again, when it comes to security when it comes to anything of those types of protocols. That is something that Secret Service handles.
And don't ask me again. That's almost the attitude. Go talk to the Secret Service. Go talk to the Department of Justice. Talk to anybody, but don't talk to me. I know I get paid the big bucks to do this every day, but I'm done. We're not done. We're far from done. Jill Douglas joins us. She's running for Clark County Republican Party chair. All that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reporting. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Can you get a job if you want one? Correspondent Rita Foley has an answer to that question.
The number of open jobs slipped in May, but there are still a lot of jobs available. The labor market remains resilient. Employers posted 9.8 million jobs in May, down from 10.3 million in April. There were fewer layoffs and more Americans quit their jobs, a sign they feel they can find other jobs with better pay or working conditions. For quite a while now, economists have been talking about a possible recession this year, but the job market's sturdiness has raised doubts about whether a downturn is inevitable. I'm Rita Foley.
The leader of Belarus says Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin, who led a short-lived rebellion in Russia last month, is in Russia and not Belarus.
He said that Wagner fighters, as far as he knew, were still at their bases. Over a week ago, Mr. Lukashenko confirmed that the man who'd led a dramatic, short-lived mutiny in Russia was in Belarus. But that same night, we tracked Yevgeny Prigozhin's private jet returning to Russia and then moving back and forth between Moscow and his hometown of St. Petersburg. Speaking to journalists today in Minsk, Alexander Lukashenko seemed to confirm that Wagner fighters were still expected in Belarus as part of the deal he did himself to end their mutiny. Satellite images have shown what looks like new accommodation being built not far from Minsk.
BBC correspondent Sarah Rainsford reporting. The Biden administration has decided to provide cluster munitions to Ukraine and is expected to announce on Friday Pentagon will send thousands as part of a new military aid package worth up to $800 million for the war effort against Russia. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 366 points, the Nasdaq dropped 112, the S&P lower by 35. More at townhall.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A 6-year-old girl and her dad, a man in his 30s, were shot Wednesday morning in North Las Vegas in a suspected road rage incident. Two other men, a man and his uncle, were taken into custody. The girl and her father were shot near Lone Mountain Road and 5th Street about 10:50 a.m. Wednesday morning, according to North Las Vegas police. Both victims were taken to University Medical Center. Police say that they are both in stable condition. Former President and 2024 presidential hopeful Donald Trump is going to be speaking at a Nevada volunteer recruitment event on Saturday. The event's going to be held at 4:30 p.m. at Fervent Calvary Chapel in Las Vegas. If you'd like to register to attend, go to DonaldTrump.com. By the way, Fervent Calvary Chapel is located at 4295 North Rancho Drive in Las Vegas. No big winner in last night's Powerball drawing, so Saturday's jackpot is estimated to be at $590 million. With a lump sum of $304 million. Three tickets last night did not match the five regular balls, winning the ticket holder $1 million. Still, not too shabby, winning $1
million. KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Shop online at FinlayMazda.com.
Got a few crashes to look out for on the surface streets right now. Durango at Badura, Serene at Eastern, Cimarron at Blue Diamond. Also, do expect some bumper-to-bumper flows as you work your way past Legion Stadium there in between Sunset and Tropicana on 15 North.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely, we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely, we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely, you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, and we always save our best for last. We always do that. That's why Jill Douglas is joining us. She's an old friend and a candidate for Clark County Republican Party Chair. She's the president of Battleborn Republican Women. Jill, it's been a while. How you been?
I've been great. How about you, Kevin?
You're working hard, I know, because you're running for the Republican Party chair in Clark County. What got you into this race? Why?
Well, I tell you, it wasn't something that was really on my horizon, although I had felt that the party needed some help. But I was approached by a lot of leaders of various Republican groups, and they encouraged me to run because they have seen me in action. And really, I think as I thought about it, I just determined that the party needs to be unified and we need to win again. And I believe that I have the background and I am that person who can help unify the party and who can help us win. You know, Clark County Republican Party is critical because, as you know, we make up the largest voting bloc in the state, about 80% of the voters in the state. And we need to bring in public Republican integrity back to the party. I want to manage and motivate volunteers to mobilize. We need an effective ground game. We need to help with voter assistance, and we need to get in to harvest ballots, which didn't happen in 2022. We need a strong leader who can push back against the Democratic narrative about woke issues like abortion. We didn't provide effective messaging in 2022. We've got to defeat ranked choice voting. I think I can earn the trust of the donors and build back our financial reserves. I plan to, you know, I'm running because I have an extensive managerial skills to help strengthen our party. You know, there's a saying that success breeds success, and I have 30 years of fundraising experience and career success building teams, managing multi-million dollar budgets in a three-state operation, creating plans, programs, implementing action plans to get results. And really, Kevin, I see the race, it shouldn't be about personality. It really has to be focused on the party and who's better positioned to serve the party. I would liken it to when Donald Trump ran to be president. He ran because he loved America, because he realized that there were problems and he could be that problem solver. He wanted to drain the swamp. Well, in some ways, when you look at the Clark County Party, most people agree that it's disorganized, it's somewhat dysfunctional and divisive. And so I'm running because I want to help. I'm a servant leader. And like Trump, you know, I just want to make Clark County great again.
Let me ask you, it seems like in the last couple of election cycles, Republicans have been consistently outspent by Democrats, in some cases dramatically.
Right.
Why is that? And is that something that the Clark County Republican Party can do something about? Or is it something that really is just, it's just not something you can deal with?
Well, yes. So I think there's actually, you know, there's two ways to look at that question. So first of all, I'm going to focus strictly on Clark County because Michael McDonald, he's the chair of the state. He works closely with the RNC. He's focused on, you know, the federal elections, the presidential election. The county chair really has to focus on the county. You know, we need to elect Republicans in Clark County. Right now, we have no Republican representative in any county-level office, and we have less in the state legislature than we did 2 years ago. So the answer to your question is yes, it takes money to win elections, and unfortunately, the current leadership hasn't been able to connect with donors, and donors are not donating money, and fundraising is the lifeblood of what you do. We can't elect people to office unless we have the funds to help them with their campaigns, the funds to help with the messaging, you know, the funds to support them with mailers or community events. You know, that just didn't happen the last election. And, you know, I mean, it pains me to say it. I don't like saying that the party is broke, but we are. At the last meeting, the treasurer reported to everyone that, you know, that we are not even making our rent payments. So we're not in a good financial place. Donors don't have confidence in the current leadership, and when they don't have confidence, they won't donate. I definitely will change all that. It'd be one of my first focuses would be on doing some fundraising focused strictly on paying off debt, and then really be focused on specific things that we need to do. So if there's a specific race meeting with that candidate, determining what they're doing within their campaign and how we can best support them financially. But we also have to have money, Kevin, for things like we have to defeat ranked choice voting. If we don't defeat ranked choice voting, we're not even going to have a Republican Party. And so that's going to have to take some money to put behind that. But yes, fundraising is the lifeblood, and we can't win elections, which is the number one responsibility of a chair, is to get Republicans elected. We cannot do that if we don't have money.
Again, Jill Douglas joining us, the president of Battle Born Republican Women. She is running for Clark County Republican Party chair. I've had a lot of Republicans ask me over the years, and a lot of folks have kind of a warped sense of what the party can do, maybe overestimating in some cases what they can do, underestimating in other areas. Give me what you think the role of the county party is when it comes to politics in Clark County.
Sure. The duties of the chair is, first of all, to elect Republicans, to raise money, to register voters, and to grow membership, because membership equates to volunteers. So, you know, when you start looking at that and you ask yourself, how many Republicans do we have in office today? We have less than we did 2 years ago. We've already talked about the need to raise money. You know, membership, as of the May meeting, membership was at 439 members. Well, if we have 340-something thousand registered Republicans, we have way less than even 1% of Republicans are a member of our party. So part of our problem is we have a branding problem, Kevin. You know, what does it really mean to be a member of the Clark County Republican Party? We have to be able to rally around this brand, right? It's what attracts people. And right now, if you went around and you could ask probably 100 people, what does it mean to be a member? I'm not sure that anyone could clearly articulate that, except the fact that, well, we want to elect Republicans. But to me, when I look at that, I say, gosh, it means uniting the party with positive messages around, like, kitchen table issues. You know, what are the issues that are important to everybody, not just Republicans? You know, education, inflation, property taxes, crime, mental health issues. We have to rally around Republican integrity and values. You know, less government, lower taxes, free enterprise, free speech, Second Amendment, parental rights, women's rights. These are all important issues today. We also have to follow Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment, thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican. Kevin, it's interesting because you've seen me. You know how hard my group of Battleborn Women worked the last election. We got this team together. We made over 21,000 phone calls. We canvassed over – we spent probably about 65,000 hours in canvassing neighborhoods and putting on fundraisers. I am the only candidate who was knocking on doors, who was working with a team of individuals, who was canvassing neighborhoods, who was putting on fundraisers to help get candidates elected. And yet, simply because I have stepped up, you know, seen a need for new leadership. You know, again, this isn't about personalities. It's about the party. It's what's in the best interest of the party. I have a desire to serve. I can bring my skill sets in to help. And so simply because and elections are the American way. You know, voting is important. If you have, you know, there's four other people running, so clearly the majority of people feel like there's a need for new leadership. So it's not just me running. But simply because I was willing to say, okay, maybe if it's meant to be, it's going to be up to me, and I'm willing to step in, and I'm willing to challenge the status quo, I want to make a difference. Simply because I did that, people start attacking me. I have been called a rhino. What? I am the most ardent Republican. I registered to vote at age 18 as a Republican. I've never voted for anyone who wasn't a Republican. I am the poster woman for Republican integrity. I have been called delusional. I've been called a liar. I reached out to some guy and said, hey, you don't even know me. Why, call me. I would call you, only they won't give me a list to call from, you know. And so I've even had trustees of the party say that if you support me, then your IQ is too low to vote. Now, we have to put that stuff aside. That does not help us to message, you know, to have positive messages to get Republicans elected to office. So that Ronald Reagan 11th commandment is critically important that we look, we may not always agree on every issue. There may be 20 points to our platform, and you know, we may agree on 17 or 18, but it shouldn't mean that we're a rhino or that we're delusional. You know, we shouldn't have these personal types of attacks. We need to stay focused on the issues, and we need to have a party that people are proud of. You know, I knocked on those doors last election cycle, and you know, we now know how many Republicans didn't turn out to vote, and they could have made a big difference. But you know, many of them told me I'm not voting, and that was a shock to me, because again, I'm going to go back to my Republican integrity. Oh wow, one of the greatest privileges we have in this country is our right to vote. That's our voice. So to have someone say they're not voting, you know, why? Why would you not vote? And they said, well, because, you know, we don't want to vote for Democrats because we are totally opposed to the things. Look at the current state of our, you know, of our economy and, you know, of our nation. We don't want that. But yet we're not proud right now to tell someone that we're a Republican. And I find that very sad. And those are the things that, you know, we need to change. And listen, you know, I'd go back to, again, success breeds success. When you're thinking about somebody running this party, what is their background? What have they done previously? What are their skill sets? And how are they going to help? I'm qualified. I'm trustworthy. I'm capable. I'm a proven leader. You know, you saw the candidate roundup we put on. We did a candidate meet and greet in the park. You know, we were seeking opportunities to get candidates in front of people to help inform and educate people, because when you're informed and educated, you can inform and educate others. You know, we brought messages of positivity, and that's what we need to do if we're going to win elections. I have successfully, in my 30 years of fundraising, 30 years of career experience, building teams, managing multi-million dollar budgets. I oversaw a three-state operation in Nevada, Colorado, and Arizona. I've created plans, programs, implemented action steps to get results. I have the skill sets the party needs to deliver results. And so I'm running just, again, my core value is just a heart of service. And I'm the only candidate that has a resume to get the job done. I'm the only candidate who's financially secure. I don't need additional income. I'm the only candidate who has the time to put in to ensure the party functions as it should function. I'm the only candidate who's put teams together, who put in those types of hours. I am the one who worked tirelessly during the legislative session. I didn't see any of these other candidates down there when we were testifying in support of AB 400, you know, or some of these other bills. So, you know, it just sometimes... you have to say, if we want to advance our cause and if we truly want to elect Republicans, then, you know, we need a change of leadership in order to be able to do that.
Jill, in our final minute, what is it you need at this late date? I'm assuming it's you need everybody that's eligible to vote to be there on July 18th.
Right. Everyone needs to show up, you know. I would love to say it's a fair election, but I've not been able to have a contact list to contact people. Nevertheless, we've been working tirelessly. I've been working tirelessly since I made my announcement like 84 days ago. We put together 11 meet and greets. I'm funding this on my own. It's all about, again, Republican integrity. And I think one thing I want people to know, we've seen in the paper now that Jesse's been charged. with fraud and this Vinco venture. Ross Miller was the one who put him on the board, and I think we have to ask questions about what was that relationship and will he really work hard for the candidates that we need to get elected. My record speaks for itself. People know I will, and they just need to show up and vote. And they need, if you are a voting member of the Clark County Republican Party, this is a critical, important vote. It's a turning point for our party. It's a time for us to unite. It's a time for us to come together and just commit ourselves to turning Clark County red again.